Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this Apple TV update demonstration for January 29th, 2013. And this is the day that an update was available for the Apple TV that, amongst other things, allowed you to use your Apple TV with a Bluetooth keyboard. So for this demonstration, I thought I'd show you how to pair the Bluetooth keyboard to your Apple TV, how to navigate the interface of the Apple TV, and then how to do a few things such as play a trailer or a straight preview on the movie, and how to control your music, for example, on the Apple TV via, in my case, iTunes Match. So before I get started, let me just say that my Apple TV is turned on, I have VoiceOver running, and my HDMI television is turned on and on the right channel, of course. Now, I've already paired my Bluetooth keyboard, in this case it's my Apple Bluetooth keyboard, but I'm just going to show you where you would go to initially pair your keyboard, of course, to type in the required pairing pin number on the keyboard. So I've got the Apple remote in my hand, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen of the Apple TV. So I'm just going to press the up arrow.
Music, button, 3 of 5.
And of course, we want to go over to settings. So I'm just going to press the right arrow on the Apple remote.
Computers, button, 4 of 5. Settings, button, 5 of 5.
And I'm going to press select on the remote, or the OK.
In settings, general, button, 1 of 7.
And we want general, so I'm going to press select or OK again.
In general, about, button, 1 of 16.
I'm going to press the down arrow to get down to Bluetooth.
Name, Toy Room, Network, Woody, Parental Controls, button, Remotes, button, Bluetooth, button, 6 of 16.
Okay, and we're on Bluetooth. I'm going to press select or OK.
Bluetooth, searching, button, 1 of 2. Use a Bluetooth keyboard to control your Apple TV. To pair a keyboard, make sure it's discoverable.
Now, since I've already paired mine, I'm just going to press down arrow.
In devices. Keyboard. Visions keyboard. Connected. Button. 2 of 2.
Now, of course, before, when it was searching, it actually found, in this case, my named Vision Australia keyboard. And I pressed select, and as I said previously, it came up with the pairing request. I typed in the pairing request on the Bluetooth keyboard, and then hit the enter key, and I was ready to use the Bluetooth keyboard with the Apple TV. So in that case, let me now put my Apple remote back on the entertainment unit, grab my Apple Bluetooth keyboard. So now, if I just press the escape key, which is the back button.
In general, Bluetooth, button, 6 of 16.
That'll take me back a menu, of course. And of course, if I hold down the back button, as we do with the menu button, we can bring up the actions menu. So I'm going to hold the escape key down.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, so we've got return to main menu at the top. If I press the down arrow on the keyboard.
Voice over. Selected. Button. 2 of 3.
Voice over is currently selected. If I hit enter, it will turn it off. Down again.
Closed captions. Button. 3 of 3.
And closed captions. Okay, so I'm going to press up arrow twice.
Voice over. Return to main menu. Button.
And press
1 of 3.
Enter on return to main menu.
In general. In main menu. Settings, button, 5 of 5.
And of course, we can navigate the menus in a number of ways. If I press the left arrow.
Computers, button, 4 of 5. Music, button, 3 of 5. TV shows, button, 2 of 5. Movies, button, 1 of 5.
Okay, and right arrow to go back.
TV shows, button, 2 of 5. Music, button, 3 of 5. Computers, button, 4 of 5. Settings, button, 5 of 5.
Or we can type in a letter on the keyboard, of course, to jump to that option. And of course, if you've got more than one item that begins, in this case, with the letter M, such as M for movies and M for music, you can type in a few more characters. So I want to jump over to movies. I'm just going to type in M-O.
Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
And we're on movies. I'll press the enter key.
Purchased. 1 of 6. Purchased. 1 of 6. Purchased. 1 of 6.
Okay, so we're on purchased. Now I could press the right arrow key to go over to search. I'm just going to type in S to jump to search.
Search. 6 of 6.
Enter.
In search. Search for text keyboard. A. Button. Alpha. Press to change keyboards.
Okay, so I want to search for the movie The Hunger Games. So I'm just going to type in hunger.
Hunger. 6 items found.
And it says 6 items found. So I'm just going to press the tab key.
The Hunger Games. HD content. Release 2012. Button. 1 of 6.
So I've got 6 results. If I press the dead arrow key.
Hunger. HD content. Release 2008. Button. 2 of 6. The Hunger. HD content. Release 1983. Button. 3 of 6. Hunger. HD content. Release 2009. Button. 4 of 6. Paul Hungerford. Button. 6 of 6.
And of course, I already want the Hunger Games, as I just said previously. So I'm going to press up arrow to get back to Hunger Games.
Hunger. The Hunger. Hunger. The Hunger Games. HD content. Release 2012. Button. 1 of 6.
Now, when I press the Enter key, the focus will be on the Preview button. And then it will also read the summary of the movie on the screen. And when it's read enough, I'll just press the Enter key to activate the Preview button. Enter now.
Preview. Button. 1 of 5. The Hunger Games. Lionsgate Color Force Larger Than Life Productions Ludus Productions. M. Every year in the ruins of what was once North America. The nation of Panem forces each of its 12 districts to send a teenage boy and girl to compete in the Hunger Games. Part twisted entertainment. Part government intimidation tactic. The Hunger Games are a nationally televised event in which tributes must fight with one another until one survivor remains. Pitted against...
Okay, and I've activated the preview button.
Wanna see what I got you today? It's a Mockingjay pin. As long as you have it, nothing bad will happen to you. I promise.
Happy Hunger Games!
Now, of course, while I'm listening to the preview, I can press Function Key 8 or F8 to pause it, and I can press Function Key 8 or F8 again to resume the preview play in this case. Okay, and then to stop the preview and return, I can press the Escape key.
Preview button 1 of 5. The Hunger Games. Lionsgate Color Force Larger Than Life Productions Ludus Productions. M. Search. 6 of 6. In search.
Back to search.
The Hunger Games. HD content. Release 2012. Button. 1 of 6.
Now I'm going to hold down the Escape key again to bring up the Actions menu.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
I press the Enter key.
In search. In main menu. Movies. Button. 1 of 5.
And let's go and see what we can do with music. So as I said previously, we've got M for movies and M for music. So I'm just going to type in MU.
Music. Button. 3 of 5.
Now in this case, I'm actually going to go above the music menu option to get to the other controls.
In iTunes Match. Ministry of Sound Chill Out Sessions XP. 1 of 25.
Okay, now I want to right arrow over to one of my favorite country artists. I'm going to press the right arrow.
Coco. Footrot Flat Mix. The Great Dust Shoots Too Narrow. The Covers Recall. Smallville. The Moldy Peak. Rain Dogs. Wonder. Absolute Great. 40 Years True Blue. 12 of 25.
Okay, Absolute Greatest. 40 Years True Blue. John Williamson. Enter.
In Absolute Greatest. 40 Years True Blue. Shuffle. Button. 1 of 37.
And what I'm going to do for this
Absolute
recording...
Absolute Greatest. 40 Years True Blue.
I'm actually going to select a quiet song. And quiet songs either side of that one. So I can demonstrate the... Play pause current track and then previous and or next track functions. So I'm going to press down to get to Wrinkled.
Millie Boy. Raining on the Rock. Galleries of Hillbilly Road. Flower on the Walk. Rip Ripwood. A Bushman Cancer. Wrinkles. 4. 38. Button. 9 of 37.
Okay, and of course to start playing that, I'm going to press the Enter key. Now when it starts playing... I can then press F8 as I did on the preview, so Function Key 8 for the preview for the Hunger Games to start and stop that track. And then I'm going to also press F9 to go to the next track, so Function Key 9. And then F7 to go back to the previous track that was playing and again to a track before that one. I'm pressing Enter now.
Loading.
Okay, so that's playing. If I press F8, pauses the track. I press F8 again. Okay, let me press F9, Function Key 9. Goes to the next track. press F7. Press F9. Okay, go to the next track. Now remember with these previous commands, F7 in this case, if I press F7, it'll go back to the initial beginning of the current track. So I have to press F7 twice to get back to the previous track. So 1, 2. Okay. And if I press F7 twice again, 1, 2. Okay, that's the previous track. And if I press F8, stops it. Now, what I've noticed on the Bluetooth keyboard, F10, F11, and F12, so function key 10, 11, and 12. Traditionally, on your Mac keyboard, and of course, even on an iOS device with your Bluetooth keyboard, that's actually mute and then volume down and volume up, respectively. It actually doesn't work when you've got it plugged into an HDMI TV. However, what I've found is that if I'm actually air playing the Apple TV to another AirPlay device, such as the AQ Smart Audio Speaker, I can actually use F10, F11, and F12 to control the volume of the music playback. Just a note about using AirPlay speakers, the names of the speakers in the current update still do not talk through VoiceOver. And of course, AirPlay is under your settings, so I'll just quickly show you where that is. So I'm just going to press the escape key for the moment.
In absolute greatest, 40 years true blue. Wrinkles. 4, yes, 38, again. Button, in main menu. Now playing, A Bushman Can't Survive, 1 of 26.
And press Denera.
Music, button, 3 of 5.
Back to the main menu. And I want to go to settings, so I'm going to type in S.
Settings, button, 5 of 5.
Enter.
In settings. General, button, 1 of 7.
And of course, as with the menus that I did before going across, these menus are going down. But I can type in the name of the option I want to jump down to. So I just type in AIR.
AirPlay, button, 5 of 7.
And I haven't actually tried A, that could have probably also worked. Okay, so I'm on AirPlay, and press Enter.
AirPlay, on, button, 1 of 5. AirPlay lets you show the screen or play content wirelessly from supported iOS devices or computers. Go to www.apple.com/support/applet for more information.
Now you always have three options in this menu, so I'm just going to press down and up to reread that first option.
AirPlay, on, button, 1 of 5.
Okay, so AirPlay is currently on my Apple TV. Down again.
On-screen code, off, button, 2 of 5.
Okay, on-screen code, down again.
Set password, button, 3 of 5.
Okay, so you always have those three options there in that menu. When a password is set,
you need to enter the password to use AirPlay.
And currently the other two options in there are my lounge room Apple TV and the current Toy Room Apple TV. And I've currently got my AQ smart speaker currently turned off at the moment. But if that was on, that would be a sixth option in that menu. So just keep in mind, the first three options are always there. And then your AirPlay devices will be then 4, 5, 6, etc. So let me just press Escape to bring up the Actions menu.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
And press Enter.
In AirPlay. In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
Now, just in case you're wondering that you don't have that Actions menu coming up on your system, let me just show you where you can actually turn that on. So just to confirm where we are, I'm just going to press the left arrow.
Computers. Button. 4 of 5.
And runner again.
Settings. Button.
So I'm on settings, 5 of 5. Press Enter.
In settings. General. Button. 1 of 7.
When we go into general, so I'm going to press Enter.
In general. About. Button. 1 of 16.
Now, interestingly, on this menu, if I want to get down to accessibility, if I typed in A, it's just going to go to about. I tried to type in the first two letters of accessibility, which was AC or even ACCC, and that didn't work. So I found a quick way to get down to accessibility was type in U for update.
Update software. Button.
Okay.
7 of 16.
So I've gone down past about. And if I type in A again.
Accessibility. Button. 12 of 16.
I'm now on accessibility. So I press the Enter key.
In accessibility. VoiceOver. On. Button. 1 of 4.
Okay, so VoiceOver is currently on. Down arrow.
Speech rate. Normal. Button.
That's my speech 2 rate. Of 4. It's currently set to normal. Down again.
Use pitch. On. Button.
That's
3 of 4.
Currently on.
Accessibility menu. On. Button. 4 of 4.
Okay, and my accessibility to access menu accessibility is options. Currently on.
Hold down the menu button.
And of course that then brings up that options not only to return to main menu, but also has the options in this case for voiceover and captioning. So accessibility menu, you can toggle that on or off to get those options that come up in the actions menu when you hold down the escape key. So I'm going to hold down escape.
1 of 1. Return to main menu. Button. 1 of 3.
Enter.
In accessibility. In main menu. Settings. Button. 5 of 5.
And if I want to go back to the desktop with the icons on, I press down arrow.
Radio. Button. 5 of 5.
And remember that in a previous demonstration, I actually have hidden some of the icons that I don't use on my Apple TV. But to navigate the current icons that I've got, of course, you can just press left and right. So I've pressed left arrow.
Podcasts. Button. 4 of 5.
And left
YouTube.
Again.
Button. 3 of 5. Trailers. Button. 2 of 5.
And so on. And I could just press right arrow to go backwards as well, or I could type in the first letter to jump to that item as well. So type in P.
Podcasts. Button. 4 of 5.
Okay, and I'm on podcasts. So that concludes this demonstration of using your Apple TV with a Bluetooth keyboard. And in this demo, I discussed the fact that you can pair it, of course, with your Apple TV. You can navigate the interface for the Apple TV. Basically, your escape key takes you back or brings up the actions menu. Up and down, left and right to navigate, and enter to activate an item. You can start and stop preview of a movie, for example, in this demonstration. And then we also looked at playing music and the fact that you've got F7, F8 and F9 for previous, current and next track, and that F10, F11 and F12 to mute volume down and volume up. It does not appear to actually work when you've got it plugged in on HDMI TV, but does work when you're using an AirPlay device. And a warning about the current issue that when you've got AirPlay devices that come up under your AirPlay menu, the fact that those speakers still do not talk or are announced by VoiceOver. So that completes this demo. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.